From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a move that has the classical music world buzzing, the New York Philharmonic has announced plans to leave Lincoln Center. The orchestra will return to Carnegie Hall, the home it left more than 40 years ago. Jeff London reports.
Glenn Dichterow, concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, says he heard the news last night.
And I was in absolute shock. I said, you can't be serious. I mean, obviously this is a legend, this hall. It's one of the great halls of the world. When we play there, we sound magnificent.
Ever since the New York Philharmonic abandoned Carnegie Hall in 1962 to become the first resident of Lincoln Center, there have been complaints about the acoustics of its concert hall. It was first called Philharmonic Hall, then refurbished and renamed with a grant from electronics giant Avery Fisher. But despite several attempts to improve the sound, Glenn Dichterow says the Philharmonic's musicians have been frustrated.
It's always very bright and shrill, and it's very hard to get a balance of brass and strings and winds here. It's always tough to hear each other because of the vastness of the stage. And in Carnegie, it's just easier for us to hear each other. And somehow, out in the audience, there's such a blend of sound, and the shrillness seems to go away.
Zarin Mehta, executive director of the New York Philharmonic, says the orchestra's board explored a variety of options, from renovating Avery Fisher Hall to building a completely new venue. But the move back to Carnegie Hall makes the most sense, artistically and financially.
Renovating this hall from not just backstage, but in terms of a new auditorium, etc., was going to be about $300 million. Over there, we're looking at maybe $20 million.
Because of bookings in both Carnegie and Avery Fisher Halls, the earliest the move can take place is in the fall of 2006. But when the Philharmonic leaves Lincoln Center, its organization will merge with Carnegie Hall, says Carnegie's executive director, Robert Harth.
Well, we're combining the resources of two major institutions, two large endowments, significant funding bases, significant and loyal patron bases. Those are all pretty important. But we also, of course, will be combining many, many expenses. And so we are in the process now of creating the structure for the merger, and all of those questions will be answered when we get to the successful conclusion of that.
The New York Philharmonic will play 120 concerts per year at Carnegie Hall. While Robert Harth hopes to continue Carnegie's relationship with internationally renowned ensembles such as the Vienna Philharmonic and the Philadelphia Orchestra, there will be fewer slots available. Reynold Levy, Lincoln Center's president, puts a positive spin on the Philharmonic's defection. He says Carnegie Hall's loss may be Avery Fisher Hall's gain.
We're tremendously excited about the opportunities this affords us to make Avery Fisher Hall the world's very best place for music, to have the most exciting and the very best orchestras in the world and in the country perform there and be there in residence, to do new commissioning, to do new mini festivals. So we see this as an enormous opportunity for Lincoln Center.
And Levy adds that Lincoln Center still plans to acoustically renovate Avery Fisher Hall. Many details of the Philharmonic's divorce from Lincoln Center and merger with Carnegie Hall still need to be worked out. The Philharmonic currently has a constituency agreement with Lincoln Center that runs until 2011. In the meantime, Robert Harth of Carnegie Hall says the reaction in the classical music world has been favorable.
It's incredibly positive. Everybody I've spoken with, my full staff meeting today, but also a number of people in our music profession, both artists and artist managers and orchestra managers, the word wow comes out a lot.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.